I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Transient ischemic attacks, or TIAs, are strokes that typically last for only a short time, but these brief episodes are often a warning sign for future strokes. Dr. Christine Homestead is here to talk about the diagnosis and treatment of TIAs. Dr. Homestead is a professor of neurology, and she's director of clinical stroke services at MUSC. Dr. Homestead, tell us more about these TIAs.
Transient ischemic attacks are basically when a patient is actively having a stroke-like symptom where blood supply is not getting to certain parts of the brain and they experience stroke symptoms such as weakness or numbness, but that resolve rather quickly. And what's so important about these types of spells is really gives us the opportunity, if they happen after patients seek emergent medical care, to intervene so that we can stop that patient from having a future stroke.
And tell us more about the symptoms. What sorts of symptoms should someone be alert to that might mean they are having a TIA?
People should be alerted to symptoms such as acute or abrupt onset of weakness of one side of the body, abrupt numbness on one side of the body, difficulty with balance that comes on suddenly, difficulty with vision, such as blindness in one eye or difficulty seeing one half of the world. Other things would be difficulty with speech. So if patients start mumbling their words or sounding like they're slurring their words, or if they're not understanding language or their language just isn't making any sense suddenly. And then the most important thing is we want people to remember time. So time is of the essence. And if patients have any of those symptoms, even if just for a brief moment or several minutes, it's very, very important to seek emergent care at an emergency department.
And if these symptoms happen, is it appropriate then to call 911?
Bobby, it's very appropriate. If people or anyone that you notice are experiencing these type of symptoms, we ask that people dial 911 immediately for emergent care to be brought to an emergency room for evaluation. Even if the symptoms are returning to normal or even have normalized, it's extremely important to be evaluated immediately.
And since these TIAs typically only last a short time, is there concern that sometimes people might not take these as seriously?
And that's what we're seeing, Bobby. We see that quite frequently patients will have had several spells before they even get to the emergency department, and then sometimes it's too late.
And what's going to happen at the ER if someone does go with these stroke-like symptoms?
Typically, stroke teams are alerted to evaluate those patients immediately. So that's why it's so important to call 911 to make sure that you're seen by the stroke team as soon as you arrive at the hospital.
And for someone who has been diagnosed with a TIA, the idea then is to put them on medication to help prevent a future stroke.
That is typical. So once patients are admitted with TIA, we actually perform several tests, including looking at the blood vessels that feed the brain, looking at the heart and making sure it's structurally working well and that there's no clots inside the heart. And sometimes we'll send patients on monitors when they leave just to monitor their heart rhythms, looking for causes of the TIA. If we find the cause of the TIA or potential cause of the TIA, we can introduce new medications or adjust older medications or, if patients were on medicines, to make sure that we reduce the risk of having either another TIA or stroke.
Dr. Homestead, thanks for providing this information about TIAs.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.